Welcome to MetaMinds Online, a mentoring service helping conscious people destroy their limiting beliefs so that they can live the life of their dreams. And on today's episode, we're talking about how to be content with being nobody and how important that is in a digital age. So, as we know, the internet, social media is rampant, and it's kind of something that's just pushed on us through so many different means. And the problem with being content with being nobody is that it's drilled into us, jammed down our throat, that we kind of have to be somebody, because you see celebrities and influencers and models and all these people all over the internet trying to be somebody, quote. So that's kind of the problem. There's lots of egoic problems as well. There's a lot of societal problems. But I think like the digital age as well has really drilled that home, that it's kind of not okay to be nobody and be okay with just doing whatever you do in your day-to-day, being content with doing mundane things as such. And we can kind of be guilty of that as well at times when we kind of drill the idea of, trying to achieve your wildest dreams. And that's fantastic. But it's kind of coming with real true intentions is the most important thing, I think. And being okay with being nobody, you know?
So I suppose to zoom out a little bit, if you're just listening and you can hear ducks and things in the background, we're doing a little bit of a different episode and we're out on the lawn, out with the sun here. So it's a bit of a different episode. Just thought I'd address that in case you're wondering what the hell is going on with the audio.
Lawncast.
Lawncast, yeah. MetaMinds on lawn, that's what they call us. So to dive back in, it is a huge problem and it affects everybody, especially in our age group. And, you know, everyone under 30 will definitely see this.
Mm.
And you're right, there's two sides to it, which makes it even harder, because one side of it is that it's like there's the self-development aspect where it's like you should try your best to achieve the most and become the best person you can be. And part of that might be developing a business or online persona to achieve a particular thing where it's a positive thing for society or for yourself. But along with that, you are going to be pursuing being somebody or, you know, having recognition, basically.
Yeah.
And that could be fantastic and that could be positive. But also the other side of it, I suppose, is that can be very, very negative, because you could be pursuing it for a particular reason. And that reason deep down is your ego trying to get recognition so it can feel like it fits in, so it can feel like it actually, you know, has friends and has a good social circle, which is all of the, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Basically, it's like you want to, you know, feel like you have a tribe around you. And there's a lot of different elements to that, you know, the social aspect, I suppose.
Yeah.
So like part of it is, yeah, as you said, it's just pushed on us.
Yeah.
Basically what you want, like you really have to question what you want, because it's like what you want might not actually be what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It might be what you think you want.
Or because other people tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of like the internet and Instagram and Reddit and whatever information, digital information you consume, you go, oh, I want that. Oh, I want to be Cardi B on that WAP video, you know? But it's like, do you? You know?
Yeah.
It's just like you see that a lot and you think that's what you want.
Yeah.
But is it actually what you want? And that comes down to questioning it, I suppose. But
yeah,
as you said, we're guilty, bro. You know, it's like,
for sure.
So like, you know, here we are making a podcast, and why are we making this podcast? It's like, are we making it to be famous podcasters? And it's like, we addressed it before the episode, is no, we do this so that we can have a positive impact on ourselves,
mm-hmm,
and also potentially have a positive impact on other people, which we are seeing.
Yes.
But I'm sure that there is deep down little ego, slippery little things happening in there for other reasons why we're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Because it does give us airtime and whatever. It's a huge problem in our society right now, is that it's like a lot of people aren't content being nobody.
Yeah.
You know, because they want to be somebody that is recognized. And yeah, as I said, it's positive, because you could be chasing it for the right reasons, but you could be chasing it for the wrong reasons.
For sure. And I guess like if we look at even just school time, you know, like it's kind of drilled into us at such a young age that we have to kind of achieve these good marks, and that's pushed on us. Like if you don't achieve these good marks, then what are you going to do? Like, are you going to, you know, not get your dream job, or how are you going to get to university or college? And it's so drilled and ingrained in the education system that, you know, being nobody or not achieving these high marks is not something that they encourage. You know, they're not encouraging people necessarily to look into themselves deeper and find what they truly want out of life. It's like, you have to do well in this exam, otherwise school's over, and then what are you going to do with yourself? And that's like such a big problem because, as we know, there's emotional intelligence, there's just common sense that people can actually benefit from having really good emotional intelligence and really good common sense. They may be amazing people, you know, people like skills. They may have amazing people skills. And that's kind of not really emphasized through the schooling system. It's all academic and it's all drilled into us that if you don't get good marks, then what are you going to do in life? So it's kind of ingrained in such a young age. And you'll even see it in a lot of parents and peers where it's kind of that comparison trap again, where maybe your parents are trying to almost overcompensate for their own lack of kind of achievement in their own life. And they're trying to get you to get to a particular point. So how are we've got all these signals drilled into us, you know, Instagram models or influencers who have hundreds of thousands of followers, who have brand deals, and our parents are telling us that we have to go to university, or, you know, our peers are going off to university. And it's so confusing for a young person, especially, to try to be okay with being nobody and just taking a bit of time to understand what their true purpose or what their true love is out of life. And it's so hard to find that. And that's why it's so important to really dive into like your dream life and kind of recognize what it is that brings you so much joy, you know, and recognize that other people are potentially projecting onto you what they think you might want or what they wanted. But the reality is, unless you truly want it, you're not going to be happy with that. Unless you truly do that work to understand what it is that brings you joy, then you're probably going to be living someone else's life in your shoes, which is like so common. You know, you see it all the time. People are trying to almost make other people happy. They want that external validation. And that is a really kind of, unfortunately, a toxic way to live if you're seeking external validation.
And a lot of people don't even realize that they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we're not exempt from this at all.
No.
Oftentimes, you know, you do something you don't realize and later on you're like, wait on, I didn't do that for me. Like, I didn't actually enjoy that at all. I did that so that someone would look at me in a particular way, which yep. doesn't even actually benefit you. It's just your ego, just acting in the moment or whatever.
Yeah.
But as you said, it's like, it's almost like you might even say it's a symptom of capitalism because it's like everyone's telling you that you should be something. And to be that thing, you're going to consume and you're going to use all these social media apps. And, you know, you're going to do things that are going to benefit a lot of other people before it actually ends up benefiting yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that has a huge effect on your mental health, I suppose. But it's interesting that you say that about school, man, because it's like, you know, everyone says, there's that classic question, what are you going to do?
Mm.
And it's like, that is so just unbelievable that it's like, that just has so many implications that it's like, if you don't do much, then you are worthless. And that's why I say you might say it's capitalism, because it's like, you know, what if you want to, what you want to do is live in a tiny house debt-free off of a couple of vegetables that you grow on the back of somebody's farmland with, you know, slim to no internet and a job that you work 2 days a week. And that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very sustainable life, minimal impact, and you don't actually become anybody or get recognized by anybody that you are someone. Mm. And you have a lot of people that if they saw that life, they'd be like, what are you doing with your life? That's so worthless. You're wasting it away. But it could be the most fulfilling thing in the world because you wake up and you get time to do what you want to do, which could be create or relax or meditate, mindfulness, read books, philosophize, anything, you know? Yep. But that's not conventional thinking. And again, that doesn't benefit other people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of layers to this.
Yep.
But I guess the theory that we're trying to present is that if you can be content with being nobody, whatever that actually looks like, then you there's so much power in that.
Yep.
Because, yeah, you can then if, you know, we'll relate it back to us. It's like we're doing this podcast for ourselves primarily. And if we get to 1,000 episodes and it's still, you know, and we're not like rich famous podcasters, which isn't our goal, then I'm going to be okay with that because I haven't set out to do that. And if that happens, it's going to be sweet, obviously. Yeah. Like, that's going to be good. And we're going to be able to impact a lot of people positively as well as more ourselves and potentially live off the thing that we create for, you know?
Yep.
So there's a lot of potential positives, but that's not the reason that we are doing this.
Mm.
And if that is the reason that you are doing it, then that's really toxic and dangerous, as you said. And just one more thing is that you can think that you aren't doing it for that reason, but, and this is why there's so much to this topic, is that that could be your ego deceiving you, saying that the reason you're doing that is because of that thing, but it's actually lying to you and pointing you in a particular direction when what it truly wants is the fame and recognition and the social status and the money and, you know, the rest of it.
And the status and everything, yeah.
So you kind of have to be like, no, I'm doing it for that. But is that actually you justifying that when it's a truly deeper? So it takes a lot of self-reflection of really being like, what is it that I actually want? What is it that I'm actually doing? And it comes back to the whole dream life thing.
For sure. It's very meta in the fact that you're questioning what you're questioning. Like you have to go deeper than almost that surface level of why you're doing something. And the thing that kind of resonated with me or stood out there, something I really want to touch on, is the idea that, you know, if you reach this status or this financial point that you want to reach, these kind of, they're not even real things, you know, they're kind of material objects. Like status, even though it's like a tangible thing, it's still like a material thing. Like you're trying to achieve it for a particular reason, for recognition, to feel like you belong, again, Maslow's hierarchy. And I guess the thing that is so like fundamentally important is that at any point in your life, that could be completely stripped away from you. And then how do you understand and make sense of who you are? So if you lose those followers, if you lose that financial kind of independence, like how do you then make sense of it if your entire being has been like the foundation of it has been built on the status or the money? And that's kind of what we're getting at. Like it's okay to try to strive to do amazing things and try again, a subjective thing, amazing things, but it's okay to do that, to strive for status and to try to make an impact on people, make lots of money. Like that's completely fine. But the reality is if that then gets stripped away from you and that is your entire sense of self, then how do you make sense of that? And you'll see a lot of people will collapse in on themselves when they lose that, because that's how they've made meaning out of their life.
Yeah.
So like you see it quite a lot
and
with
that's
celebrities.
Like the foundation, you know, like if you don't have the foundation of your life being content with nobody and that's added on top, which is like kind of the analogy with the podcasting thing is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then if that, for example, was taken away from us, I'm not saying it wouldn't hurt because you can still fall into identifying with it even if you're aware of it. But then at the base, because I feel like I am content with, you know, my life, then if that was taken away from you, but a lot of times fame kind of comes out of nowhere on TikTok or whatever these days, just out of nowhere. And all of a sudden that's your identity.
Yeah.
And then you see on YouTube, like, you know, people's channels get taken down and that is their whole identity. And they don't have, you know, all like different variations of hobbies and interests and friends and, or just the foundation of themselves being content in who they are without that.
Yeah.
That when it is stripped away from them, it destroys them.
For sure. And with the example with YouTube as well, like if they've got all of their financial eggs in one basket as such, if they don't have a multitude of financial avenues or pathways, then at that point when YouTube is stripped away, it's completely understandable that they would feel this overwhelming sense of dread and that they can't do anything because YouTube is an entity, right? It's something that we can't control as such. It's like it's a machine that's just working. And if for whatever reason, advertisers don't want to advertise on gaming videos, which has happened in the past, and then your entire life is, well, I'm a gaming YouTuber, and then you lose all of your finances, it's completely fine. It's understandable why that would be so devastating. But I guess, yeah, it's that idea again of having a multitude of avenues. Like if you're going to fully dive into the YouTube thing for that example, it's very important to recognize that YouTube could collapse at any point. The internet could collapse. Like anything could happen again. Like who fucking knows what could happen?
Yep.
So it's that idea of like the essence of being okay that in that situation, obviously, if you're financially dependent on your YouTube and, you know, the core of it is that you love playing games and you're doing it just to connect with other people. And that's such a beautiful essence. And then the financial thing is an added bonus. It's then trying to understand, I guess, how to then unpack that again and reignite that passion in a way that's meaningful, because it's so hard.
And I suppose just to hit on that, you know, we don't want to give any financial advice or whatever, but it's like just to hit on that diversifying element, you know. You'll see streamers, if we're using that YouTube analogy, you've got that you're streaming on YouTube and you release videos on YouTube, you get money that way. And you also stream on Twitch and you get donations that way.
Yep.
And you also, you know, sell t-shirts and that's another avenue or whatever. And who knows, you maybe have another aspect to that. And there's different ways of diversifying. And like, you know, this is financial like analogy, but it's like, that's a version of, for example, if you were 100% on YouTube, you weren't on any other socials and then that died, you're over. But if that died and you are diversified, you're just like, oh, damn, that sucks. But I'm not completely going to, you know, hate myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the analogy you were going to talk about before is that celebrities and fame.
Yeah.
And this is truly what we're talking about when it comes to be content with being nobody, because your ego is seeking this higher status thing. there's so many celebrities, you know, Jim Carrey, Joaquin Phoenix, like so many interviews, countless, and YouTubers as well, man.
Yeah.
You know, they say you don't actually want to be famous.
Mm.
You don't want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, when you get famous, that's the thing that you get. And then your ego is like not sure what to seek, because you actually feel empty because you get the thing that you think you want.
Yeah.
And then you don't even know, you like, that turns out that's not what you wanted at all. It doesn't fulfill you, and you want the next thing, but you don't know what the next thing is. Again, there's so many elements to it, but
definitely
a lot of people say that you don't want to be famous. And another thing, just to really drive the point home, a lot of people that are famous, they don't set out to be famous.
Mm.
They set out to do something positive, or to do something for the passion of the doing of the thing. And YouTube is a prime example. You see so many famous YouTubers, and it's the number one thing that people want to do nowadays. They want to be a YouTuber,
yeah,
for whatever reason, whether it's cameras or games or whatever, even vlogs. But do you want to be a YouTuber because you have that status element, or do you have are you truly passionate about fashion and you want everyone to know about fashion, and you're just such a nerd about it, you can't help but not make content about it.
Mm.
And then fame and YouTube and making money off that is a symptom of that.
Yes.
That generally seems to be the theme, is that when we see people that are successful, they don't set out to be famous. They set out to do something like that.
Yep.
And fame happens because of that, because they're so focused on that thing.
Yes.
So there's another element of like, that's what I think really helps me on my journey, is that, you know, instead of chasing that thing, that it's like so obvious that if you just focus 100% on this, not what other people are saying or other people think about you, how many likes you're getting, none of that stuff, just focus on doing this thing, and whatever will happen will happen.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're not getting results, tweak it.
Yeah. And I think another thing that really stands out as well is, you know, the kind of child star syndrome, where you see so many child stars get completely wrapped up in being famous, making money. And obviously they're also trying to balance like a school life and a normal life being a kid. And you see a lot of the time they will turn in, you know, they'll go to drugs, or they will completely like collapse in on themselves. And it's because a lot of that like initial developmental stages that we like need to go through as humans, it's not actually happening. Like, you're traveling all over the world, potentially you're on film sets, you're around like a lot of adults who are like demanding particular things out of you. And you haven't even developed as a person, or found your peer group, or even gone through the basic schooling system. Not that that's the right system necessarily, but you see it quite a lot, you know? So one thing that stands out to me is kind of older celebrities, people in their 40s and 50s, who seem to maintain that humble kind of attitude. And Ricky Gervais is someone who stands out to me, who made it when I think he was in his late 30s, 40s. And people could say he's got an ego, as we all do. And people could say that he's self-entitled or whatever. But when you really get to see him one-on-one in an interview, like, you can see that he's a very humble human being. Like, he walks his street where he lives. He interacts with everyone. He's a genuine, normal human being. Like, he doesn't have this grandiose sense of self, this narcissistic complex where he thinks he's better than everyone. It's kind of just, he is doing what he fucking loves, making people laugh and making an impact. And he does that. And the byproduct is he makes money out of it, and he's sustainable. But he said this in interviews, if he made it when he was in his early 20s, he would not be the same person, and there's no way he would be grounded in himself. So I think that's also quite an important thing for fame as well. Like, if it hits you at such a young age, before a lot of your key developmental stages go through, it seems to happen. A lot of people kind of collapse in on themselves and become quite toxic almost in their own sense of self.
So I guess just one more element to that before we dive into practical advice,
yeah.
Basically what you can do,
yeah,
is that... Oh no, I'm going to forget it. What were you just talking about? Oh yeah, well, yeah, so that's it. A lot of people, there's that now mentality, especially when you're young, and I had it for so long, man, that it's like, I want to be famous, or, you know, I want to be that, and I want it now.
Yep.
And if you don't have it now, it's pointless, you know, because if you do it five years from now, oh, you're old and it doesn't matter,
yeah,
you know? But that's just like the patience element is important.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you might want that, and that's amazing that you want that. And again, figure out why you want that. And if you can figure out the real reasons to that, then you add patience as a layer on top of that, slowly work towards that by being disciplined, by, you know, making sure that your passions are actually coming through in whatever you're doing.
Mm.
Just like, you might not make it when you're 22. You might not be famous when you're 22,
yeah,
but it might hit you when you're 40, and it might be way better then,
yeah,
when you're rather than now,
yeah,
you know? So it's like, that's the thing, is like, you may want that, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
but it doesn't have to be right now is the thing. Yep. So even if you are chasing status, make sure it's for the right reasons. And then, yeah, like just be patient because it might not happen right now, in which case you'll never get destroyed because it's like, you know, what is it like Beethoven or I don't even, I'm just literally going to butcher this, but somebody made it when they were like, their music didn't get recognized until they were like 60 or 70, you know?
Right.
They were just making music their whole life or whatever. And then now they're an infamous composer across the times. Everyone's like, oh yes, Beethoven or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but he only got discovered when he was 70 or whatever it was, you know? Literally don't quote me on that, guys. That was
you hear
that
a lot
horrible.
Of those stories, don't you? You hear a lot of those stories of people getting recognized, even people getting recognized after they die.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that happens quite frequently where they've put all their work
into
it.
Dude, your TikTok could blow up after you die.
Yeah.
So that's an element of it. Anyway,
there we go.
I think we've presented the topic enough. You have to be content with being nobody. So how would I go about that? There's a couple of ways that we've chatted about. So like, I suppose number one is, recognize what your dream life is.
Yes.
And guys, this is what we do in our mentorship, in our online program.
Yeah.
You can hit us up about that. We've got Magpies on the lawn now. He's searching for his dream life, dude.
He is.
So he doesn't have an ego.
Not at all.
Anyway, if you can truly understand what your dream life is, what it looks like, what it feels like, why you're doing that. And then the second element is the limiting beliefs. Chances are this limiting belief from stopping you to getting your dream life. And if that limiting belief is you don't want to be famous or you can't be famous or, you know, whatever, there's so many examples of limiting beliefs. That's the thing that's stopping you from getting your dream life is limiting beliefs. Trust us.
Yes.
And if you want to know more, just DM one of us or MetaMinds online.
Yep. So it kind of is that cycle almost. Like it's that cycle of like, you've got to try to find the true essence of what it is that is your dream life, but you've also got to recognize that your belief systems, your limiting beliefs that have potentially been imposed on you by other people might not actually be in line with your dream life.
Yep.
So it's being aware that other people are probably going to impose their own opinions on you, which happens all the time. Society is going to impose, like you said, a really good example of like capitalism and how living a sustainable life isn't in line with capitalism because you're not perpetuating the system. You're not like pushing those cogs forward because you're living sustainably on your own and that money isn't going into the belief system that is capitalism. So living that way is completely fine and very admirable to live that way. But society potentially, for the most part, might not see that as the right way to live. But that's completely fine if that's your dream life. So you've got to be aware of like almost the forces that are trying to push you away from your dream life because they're almost like the villain in your story that are trying to just get you away from the essence of what it is that you truly want.
But the other element is that could be what you truly want, but you don't know that because you haven't actually tried any of that. You know, like that could be the thing that is going to give you the most fulfillment in life forever, but you think that you want to be famous.
Yes.
And then you might follow that path and you get famous and then you become a drug addict because you're not fulfilled or whatever it is, you know, then end up in that anyway.
But it's, might become famous and then become a drug addict because you can't actually, you're not grounded in yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just like recognizing what you actually want and why do you want that? So
yes.
I suppose the other thing is that we've been saying the whole time is self-awareness.
Yeah.
So are you doing that internal mindfulness work? Do you have your life systems together? Do you have systems in place that are going to actually allow you to continue back on track to your dream life?
Yeah.
A lot of these things that, we cover in the program. So
yeah.
Any other like main things that you could be doing to be content with being nobody? Yeah.
Yeah. I think
we've hit on most of it.
I think so. I think like one of the big things that will kind of come through trial and error, like you have to try different things. That's like, you're not potentially, one of the things in the mentorship is like really unpacking things that you've enjoyed in the past and then trying new things that potentially might align with your dream life, because you might not actually have an idea at this like current moment what your dream life is, but trying different things will unlock that. It will kind of take away the veil from your face of what that dream life is. So I guess through trying different things, you are 100% going to fail, and that's a form of ego death, right? That's a form of you like combating your ego. So I think trying different things is almost the most important step in trying to unlock your dream life and also to be okay with being nobody. Because a lot of the time, people equate failure to being worthless, and that's not the case at all. Failure is a normal part of life and everyone fails. So I think trying different things and being okay with failing, because you can reframe it, like it's not failure, it's learning. As we know, so many people talk about how you've got to reframe your your failures as wins, because it's showing you that that's not the path you want to take. You know, a failure, if you didn't resonate with it, then there's obviously a reason why you failed at it or you didn't enjoy it. So I think that's a really important thing, just trying and being okay with failing or being okay with not taking the right path. It's almost like there are three doors in front of you and you may take the middle one and then that one doesn't seem to work out. It's like, that's okay. You just turn around, go back through the door, and then you've got two other doors to choose from. And then you open one door and then you've got another three doors. But that's like the excitement of life. Like, it's the idea of that abundance mentality as we talk about. And it's the idea of like variety is the spice of life. So trying different things until you find the thing that really resonates with you or you find purpose in. So I think failure is a big thing to kill your ego.
So guys, be content with being nobody. It will give you the most power that you can dream of. And hopefully this episode's been jam-packed full of value for you. We really try to put as much value in based off kind of 10 plus years of self-development, relentless self-development, looking into a bunch of different books and studying different things. And that's where a lot of these theories come from, based on kind of our own experience mixed with a lot of the research that we do.
Yep.
So hopefully this has been jam-packed with value. If it has, please let us know. If it has been of value to us, send us a message on Instagram. We love talking to you guys. We love some of the messages that we get from you guys. It literally brightens up our day. And huge shout out to those that leave us an iTunes rating. So many people listen to the podcast, but barely any leave a rating.
Yep.
And that will make our year. So thank you very much for listening and getting meta with us. And we'll see you on the next podcast, guys.